Ramsey TV.
Good morning, saints of God. Good morning, members of the body of Christ. This is Martin Zender at the edge of the morning, at the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. It's Thursday morning. I'm going to give you a short video today because I first need to explain to you what happened yesterday and why I need to be careful here. Well, what I did, I recorded part 8 of The Ends of Time, the series that I've been publishing, teaching and noticing and teaching events happening in our world right now that correspond with things written prophetically in the scriptures, leading us to the conclusion, because we are rational people with the Spirit of God, that we are in the final years, if not months, of Millennium 6. Well, the final years, because the tribulation must ensue. Unfortunately, we're going to miss it. Darn it, really wanted to go through that tribulation, but alas. So I finished recording. I went out for a little bit. I came back, and I had a notice from our friends at YouTube. And the notice was that I had violated their code. I had violated their rules and regulations. I was not a good boy. In episode number 3, part 3 of this series has been removed from YouTube. And it has had to do with issues pertaining to your health. You know what I mean? I was sick about it. Because I got a warning, and they said, if you do this again, this is a warning. If you do this one more time, we're going to punish you by, in other words, if you exercise your free speech one more time, we're going to punish you by preventing you from being to upload for a week. No material from you, Zender, for 1 week, if you do that again. So, I mean, I have to take this seriously because, I mean, I don't know what happens after that. All right, so I can't upload for a week. All right, so not good, because I need to talk to you. We need the infusion of the Word of God. We need to talk about the Word of God. We need to fellowship with each other. So this would be a very bad thing. So what I'm going to do, I mean, and this morning I just listened to part 3, and yeah, I'm speaking in code as far as this thing goes. Speaking in code about the thingy, but it's not enough, because I think any language that is overly associated with health, they're nixing. They don't want competing information from the mainstream narrative that everything's fine. But folks, you can see the risk here. I don't know. I mean, they have the power to delete my entire channel. Can you imagine that? 2,000 videos on every topic under the sun concerning God and Christ and the beauties of God, the beauties of Christ, our calling, our expectation. The entire Revelation series, the entire Crack of Dawn report, all of MZTV, all of Return to Zender, gone. They can do it. Okay? We don't want them to do it. So, from now on, anything I say on the topic of the final years of Millennium 6, where I have to touch upon current events, I will upload on a different platform. And I think I will upload on Rumble, unless you have a different idea out there. Let me know, but I think I'm going to... I'm thinking of taking all the parts I've recorded so far and just taking them off and reloading all of them, because I have them, don't worry, I still have them, and reloading them onto Rumble. But they haven't touched part 1 and 2, or parts 4, 5, and 6, so I don't understand what was damning about 3 that wasn't damning about 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. So, whether I'm going to leave them up or not, I don't know. Probably to play it safe, I should, unless they did their sweep and that was the only one that was offensive to them. So I'm not going to risk losing my spiritual material because of making necessary political commentary. Because I do this not because I'm a political show, you know that. I do it because I do it only when it pertains to the return of Christ. Not only for Israel, but for us. That's why I do it. This is not a political show. This is not a health show. It's the Martins and their health hour. No, it's not that. No. But events pertaining to the final years of Millennium 6, surprisingly, have to do with that. Strange. We never knew it was going to be that way, but it is. So, I'm trying to make a short show today. I'm never quite able to do it. I'm never able to make a short show. I always try. Like Mark Twain used to say, I would have written you a shorter letter, but I didn't have time. That's my problem. So, that's the deal. Part 3 is gone. You won't even see. I can see that it's gone, but you'll be looking for it. Where's part 3? I see part 2. I see part 4. Where's part 3? They crashed it. I'm going to put it on Rumble. And anytime I do this, I will notify you. I will make a regular, nice little spiritual video. And if I'm commenting on anything pertaining to these events, these times, I will tell you. There's a link under here. I speak on this in detail, but on a different platform. And then you will be given that platform. Okay? Everybody cool? We got to be careful. Okay? So, I can't just talk about this. I have to give you spiritual information on this show that's going to comfort you, even if it's only in the last 5 minutes, okay? Even if it's only 5 minutes, listen to this. Have you often envied the 144,000? You read about them in the book of Revelation, and they're sealed on their forehead, and they go through the tribulation, and nothing can happen to them because they have this special seal. Just like the seal that was put on Cain. There was a mark on Cain that prevented people from killing him. So it's a safe thing. Don't you envy those 144,000? Listen to their sitch. Listen to the situation of those people. Chapter 7. After this, I perceived 4 messengers. Chapter 7 of the unveiling, otherwise known as the Book of Revelation. After this, I perceived 4 messengers standing at the 4 corners of the earth, holding the 4 winds of the earth, that the wind may not be blowing on the land, nor the sea, nor on any tree. Wow. That'll be a tough time down here in Fort Lauderdale. With no breeze, I won't have to worry about it. And I perceived another messenger ascending from the Orient, having the seal of the living God. And he cries with a loud voice to the 4 messengers to whom it was given for them to injure the land and the sea. Some scary things, some destructive things coming to the earth during the worst times of the tribulation. But listen to this. This messenger, this spiritual being, says in verse 3, you shall not be injuring the land, nor yet the sea, nor yet the trees, until we should be sealing the slaves of our God on their foreheads. Isn't it interesting that the sealing of the slaves of God happens on their forehead? Also, the sealing of the emblem of the beast happens on the forehead. There's a white horse rider later in Revelation who is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a white horse rider earlier in Revelation that is the Antichrist. So, it's the same thing back when Jesus said an enemy had planted tares in among the wheat. And the reapers say, well, should we get those tares out of there? And the Lord says, well, I don't think we should do that. Let them grow together. You don't want to mistake a stalk of wheat for a wheat. How could you possibly do that? Because they look the same. Because the enemy's strategy is imitation. just like the miracles Moses did in front of Pharaoh. The enemy will imitate that and then put a diabolical twist to it. So, seal them on their forehead, and I hear the number of those sealed, 144,000, sealed out of every tribe. And it goes on here to name the tribe. Then in verse 17, name the tribes, right? Then in chapter 14, and I perceived, and lo, the lambkin standing on Mount Zion, and with it the 144,000, having its name and its father's name written on their foreheads. What a secure thing. What a wonderful thing. What a sheen of protection. And I hear a sound out of heaven, yada yada, they're singing a new song, yada yada. The whole beautiful thing is, verse 4, listen to this, these are bought from mankind, a first fruit to God and the lambkin. But guess what, we're a first fruit of the first fruit, because listen to this, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, going down to now the part about us being pre-expected. Here it is. Ephesians chapter 1. Talking about us members of the body of Christ, in whom our lot was cast. In Christ, our lot was cast. Being designated beforehand according to the purpose of the one who is operating all in accord with the counsel of this will. Here's the part, verse 12. That we should be for the Lord of his glory who are pre-expectant in the Christ. What did I just read there in the unveiling? They are the first fruit bought from the earth, the first. And yet we have an expectation before these so-called first fruit. They're the first fruit of the Israel crop. We're the first fruit of people known as the body of Christ who have a, read this, pre-expectation. We have a pre-expectation in the Christ before these 144,000. We are sealed. What do you mean we are sealed, Martin Center? I don't see that in there. Oh, well, listen to this. Paul speaks of us again in the very next verse. In verse 12, he talks about us being pre-expectant. In the very next verse, verse 13, in whom you also, members of the body of Christ, on hearing the word of truth, the evangel of your salvation, in whom, on believing also, you are sealed. There it is. We have our sealing too. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is an earnest, that is a down payment, that is a foretaste of the enjoyment of our allotment to the deliverance to that which has been procured for the Lord of his glory. So we're speaking of a deliverance here that we have. You don't need to envy the 144,000. Well, how wonderful those people just go hop, skip, and jump through the tribulation with no worries. All these calamities happening to the left, to the right, to the center, to the rear, and they don't have to worry. They go through it protected. It's like, na, 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 na. Well, maybe not quite that, but yeah, why not? We have the same thing. We cannot be harmed by spiritual dangers that we haven't even dreamed of, but we can't be harmed. You're sealed also, just like the 144,000. I'm not saying that you're a part of the 144,000. No. Those people belong to an entirely different gospel. But I dare say we have a more thorough sealing. S-E-A-L-I-N-G. We have a more thorough, more glorious call, even than that of Israel. Don't feel bad about it. You didn't invent it. God did. And so take that glorious information with you today. You are protected. You are sealed. Even if the so-called mark of the beast came today, I've said this before, we're not going to be here when this thing is implemented to its full terror. But even if we were, and even if we took it, we can't be harmed by it. Because we're sealed by Christ. Our glorification is guaranteed. Our membership in the body is guaranteed nothing can stop it. I can't say this concerning the other people on earth, even those in Israel who are not the 144,000. They better not take it. They better not take it. We're super-sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. It is an earnest. It is a foretaste. It is a first fruit of our expectation, our glorious expectation, at the right hand of God with Christ among the celestials.